Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Sans Pants Radio. I'm gonna dark mantle this bitch.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table rolling dice to pinch imaginary butts, but that is exactly what we're doing today. Welcome to episode 3 of D&D is for Nerds. I'm Ellie Kathleen, playing the role of Ainsley Foggyfeather, and there's Jackson Bailey playing the role of Griff Pum Pum Griff.
Yeah.
Joel Zammett playing the role of Leo Shadow.
Woo!
And our amazing and ever-talented DM, Adam Carnival Tree.
Guys!
Shut up. Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
There's 8 beds. 4 of them have sleeping orcs in them.
We're going to stab some in the sleep.
I'm going to have a little nap then.
Can I throw a dagger at his face?
Can we make it into a bunk bed and then sleep on the top bunk?
Jiggle, go for the kill.
Yeah, another critical hit.
Yes!
Sam, a champion of the world. Really
pillow to the face.
Aneurysm, heart attack.
Grapple hook one of them in the face.
Woo! Spooky magic.
And how dead am I?
You flew too close to the sun. That's what's happening.
Damn it, Icarus.
Where were we again? Oh, yes.
Ainsley, it's your turn.
I think I'm going to shoot one.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Well, I mean, I've run out of beds.
Attacking me.
The one that's attacking him or the one that's doubled over in pain?
Nah, he seems preoccupied. I'm going to go with the one that's attacking Leo.
All right.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh.
You fight, like, you try to get a bead on the big orc, but Leo is, like, staggering around. You're blinded by your own blood.
Oh,
and
no.
You just can't get a shot at him without hitting Leo.
This happens a lot.
Yeah, it is. And Chris.
I'd like to use one of my spells, Babow Slime, which coats me in a red slime.
It coats you or anyone you
yeah,
touch.
Yeah, they're fine. It coats me in a red slime that causes people to take acid damage if they attack me.
Okay.
If they get right up close. Like, if this guy hits you with a mace, he's fine. He's got to, like, hug you or bite you.
Well, I'll hug him next round. Covering myself in slime.
Yeah. Criff, you start sweating slime.
Oh, it's so gross. Oh, I've never done this before. I hate it. Turn it off.
You can't.
Help.
Okay. Leo, it's your turn.
I'll be right there. I'll be right there.
I'll be right the camera's runes.
Wild stab at the guy. Just mace me
if
in
this
the
is
face.
Another. It's not even like the rapier has a critical range from 18 to 20. If I get an 18, a 19, or a 20, it's a critical hit. It's not even like I've been getting 18s, 19s, 20s. It's 20s. I've been getting 20s.
Oh,
come
that's
on,
the best.
20.
Okay. It hits, but it's not a critical hit. You skewer him in the belly, but it's not a deep, it's not like all the way up to the hilt like the last couple ones have been. It like hurts him, but he doesn't look like he's going to slow down.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Guys, I'm going to die.
Don't worry, I'll just hug him.
All right.
Okay.
I'll just burn him with my love. I should have coated my cat in slime. I'm an idiot.
He just sort of lines up his mace with the first dent in your skull that he made.
Oh boy.
And just
oh, no.
hits you again.
Oh.
You take 9 points of damage.
Jesus.
You are now on the ground dying. You're not dead yet. You're on.
So am I in negative points? You're or am in I negative on zero. What's how does this work?
So
what happens? Explain death to me. Adam. Okay.
So you don't actually die.
One
at...
day I die.
What happens is when you get to zero, you're considered staggered. So you're still standing, but you know you don't want to strain yourself. Then when you get into negatives, you fall unconscious and you start bleeding out. You don't actually die until you hit negative 10. You're on negative 5 now. Okay. Every round, you'll continue to bleed out and take damage until an ally helps you or until you stabilize yourself with just luck. So luck is basically what you're hoping for
right
now.
That's kind of all you got.
Because right. These bugger logs aren't going to help.
Good luck, guys.
All right.
So long.
The other one is still like doubled over in agony and isn't doing anything.
That was me, guys, so remember that.
Yeah. Remember that for the history books. Put that in.
Ainsley, it's your turn.
I'm going to try and shoot the bad guy, which could be...
Literally
Chris.
Anyone.
Leave me alone.
Distraught as you are by the sudden incapacitation of Leo, uh-huh. You can't see through the tears properly. Arrow misses.
I love that you're like getting so many misses. It's like you just weren't trained as an archer. You're like, no, guys, I'm an archer. And every time you fight, you're just like, whoa, off in random directions.
Just as Leo has not really rolled below 15, Ainsley has not really rolled above 5 today.
That's unfortunate.
What the hell?
Good.
All right.
Solid. Okay.
See?
So.
Looking for rebellion.
Crit, it's
Can't
your turn.
I quite grasp it.
No.
I'd like to leap at the orc and just hug the shit out of him.
Oh, he gets a free sock at you if you try that.
I don't care. Let's go.
Yeah, he hits you. Ah! So you take 8 points of damage.
Hey, guess who's on a negative 1?
Oh no!
Ainsley!
Princess,
save us! Save us, princess!
Oh god.
Save us!
This has gone so bad so quickly. You and your fucking throne.
I don't regret the throne part, though. That was
okay.
Worth it.
Your, like, just wet body slumps against them.
Wait, against him? Does that mean he takes some damage?
He takes damage, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I was about to say.
Yes.
You're, like, slumping against the orc, and the orc, like, well, Ainsley, you're the only one who hears this, because the other two fuckers are unconscious. But, like, the orc sort of chuckles at first, and then it's like, and you just smell burning orc.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, we might win this, yeah. So we only have one health potion left between us. Mm. Half?
That would put it at... Okay, so...
Rest, I guess.
Leo, it's your turn. Uh-huh. You're bleeding out. You have a chance to just randomly stabilize, which you make.
Yay!
You are the luckiest
king,
son of a bitch. Oh my god. It's their turn.
Am I now still negative 5 or what am I?
You stay at negative 5.
All right. You're not up, but you're not dying anymore.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
So,
I got a health potion in my jacket. You know that.
Ainsley? The one of them that's still standing, the one that smells like burning orc, charges you.
Has he got like an outprint of my body, like an imprint of my body on his body?
His like lower half from the waist down, like the metal is melted and it looks like it's fused with his skin.
Oh, that's not good for him.
Shot.
He swings at you with his mace thing.
I'm gonna dodge.
But you don't have to. He stumbles because his legs aren't working because they're like kind of half metal right now.
Yes.
You're welcome.
He can't get a good hit in.
Yes.
And the other one's still doubled in pain. Ainsley, it's your turn.
So is the one that's lying down gonna die by himself?
He's not lying down, he just like stumbled. He's still bearing down on you. He's not gonna stop fighting.
I'm gonna stab him.
All right.
Well, my archery is not great.
let's hope that this goes well.
Okay, you hit him.
Yay!
And you kill him.
Yay!
He stumbles forwards and you use that opportunity to drive your longsword through his fucking face and down his spine.
Okay, that got
I'm unconscious, but good.
Yeah. You lift up a boot and just use it to push him off your blade.
Ugh, gross.
He falls over limply.
Yes.
And that puts it, Jax. Griff.
Puffgrim.
No.
Criff, I am never going to say your full name.
Criff, just saying. Pum, Criff.
You are on negative two now.
Help, help, help.
He is unable to say. Okay.
Can we sprinkle health potion on them? Is that how it works?
You can just like fairy open dust? His mouth and shove it down his throat. Massage his neck.
Hold my nose.
He might dry. He might drown. He might.
Can we give him half each so that they're both not dead?
Not really. hang on. Wait. So who drank healing potions?
I did.
You did, and so did Ainsley. So yep. There's only one.
There's
left.
There's one left.
Yep.
Who do you love more, Ainsley?
You guys will probably have to, if you rest, you'll regain hit points. So you'll probably want to do that after this.
But you might want to try and kill the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's still crumpled over. It's actually your turn again.
Just draw your sword.
Yeah, I'm going to kill
just
him.
Just push him
He
up.
Might have a health potion on him.
As you approach him, he's just on his knees. He looks up at you and in a very sort of sad voice, he just says, "Do it."
Oh, boy.
But I don't know.
Fuck, what did the grappling hook do to him?
Yeah, I'm going to kill him.
Slice
off his head.
You lob his head off. Oh. It takes you a couple goes, but you do it.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
That's horrible.
Okay. So you've got this room clear again.
Can you please help?
Or are you just oh, that reminds me.
Chuff on without us.
Negative three, Jackson.
Me and Jiggly Lump.
Old Jiggle Lump.
Jigglump and I are going on an adventure.
The world's worst princess / worst ranger and the world's fattest cat together finally.
That's what you've all been clamoring for.
Is this good for you? Is this what you want?
I'm going to give Criff Pum Criff the potion.
It was
because
mine.
Because he's dying.
It was mine.
And
you are fully
Leo
healed.
Stabilized. So...
Heal me, son of a bitch.
I have a potion of cure light wounds. What's that?
Did you not drink that already? You regained hit points earlier. Is that not what you drank to do it?
I don't know. I just said I drank one.
You drank that.
Assumed you wouldn't notice.
Like I said, if you rest, you'll regain hit points.
I'm just trying to see if I have anything to heal.
Resting in a throne room where there's still officers about.
Babu slime? No. We'll drag him into the barracks.
Okay.
Block up that door and have a nap in the beds.
Yes.
Finish making the bunk bed first.
Yes. Done.
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
Sugar top bunk.
As you like fall into uneasy sleep in the orc in the wet.
Oh yeah.
Slightly wet.
I want to snuggle up to an orc, a dead one.
He'll be cold. You don't know that. He might still retain some warmth.
Open him up inside and just put him in the warmth.
I'm little enough. You are.
So gross.
Because if some undead guards come in just find us, it's going to be like, oh, they're just a sleeping dead orc. They're not going to suspect a halfling.
Just saying, you might want to sleep in the secret tunnel.
No. We made our choice.
Okay.
What if we push a bed
tunnel
up against the door?
Yeah, you can just make a pile of beds.
Yeah, and I think a clever thing to do is put the dead orcs back in their beds and to just snuggle up underneath one.
Everyone thinks it's
so
just
that everybody
orcs
comes in and they're like, oh, all the orcs are asleep. Never mind.
It's foolproof.
God, don't make a sound.
There's like
they're
blood
just sleeping. Don't wake them up. They're so sleepy.
Hey?
Yes.
So
subterfuge. I'm sure I have that as a skill. No.
No, I don't have convinced people orcs are sleeping.
I do have bluff, though. It's a negative one skill modifier.
Bluff is for lying to people.
It's kind of lying.
It's an untruth. Adam is
Why don't
an
you
untruth.
Just hide under the beds?
Because it's not as comfy.
And comfort is above security in your priority
list. Well, he's one of our members.
Exactly. I was a princess.
Anyway, I'll say you push beds up against the doors.
Yeah.
And you just settle yourselves in. Leo, you spooning an orc.
Good.
Yes.
Criff and Ainsley, I assume, on the bunk bed that you guys have met.
Yes.
Okay.
Feet warmed by a fat cat.
Yep.
And as you slowly drift off into fretful sleep, you just think in the back of your mind, fuck.
Not good, guys. We did not do good.
You're waking up, and because you set a watch during the night, you know that during the night...
We're clever people, guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The one thing we thought of...
During the night...
8 hours only. We sleep over than that. 9 hours.
No, it's... adventurers have this magical ability where it's like just... 8 hours on the fucking dot. You don't have any timekeeping devices, but apparently you can just remember
internal
exact.
Alarm clock.
Yeah. It's weird, really.
My yes. cat sleeping on our faces.
As a half elf, you only need to sleep for 4 hours, and it's not actually sleeping for you. It's called a trance.
Oh, sick. Yeah, I noticed that. I have immunity to sleep as a feat.
So you don't sleep ever?
He doesn't like sleep as you or I humans do.
Does he need to sleep?
We're talking about Jackson or the half.
I need to sleep.
Chris doesn't actually need to. Criff, sorry, doesn't actually need to sleep.
Half elf is just very productive in general.
Elves are as well. What they do is they do 4 hours of trance, which is the equivalent to them of 8 hours sleep. And in the trance, they're like not completely like unaware of the world, but it is like a deep meditation. So
I guess I'll take watch then.
Yeah, you get shit done.
Well, you don't, but
I don't, but my people
the
do.
The people do, yeah.
Your people are, halflings are. Halflings, half elves often act as like diplomats and intermediaries. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Your people like stop wars.
Not me, though. I might start some.
Before yeah, you're done, you might start a couple.
All right.
Okay. During the night, there was like this hammering at the door from the entryway to the throne room, and you noticed that they didn't try very hard to get into the room, but they did make an effort.
Lazy.
After that, you heard them give up, and there was just like whispering on the other side. You're not sure what that's all about, but you're pretty sure they know where you are. For some reason, they haven't made a concerted effort to get at you.
Okay.
What are you going to do when you wake up?
All right.
Make the bed.
You spend a couple minutes making a wet bed.
Good.
Oh, no, it's stuff. Probably dry by now.
Yeah.
Was it wet from orc sweat or blood?
Blood, probably both.
And orc sweat?
It was wet before you bled out the orcs.
Gross. Slime, and you got covered in slime.
Oh, yeah. Does that go?
Oh, yeah, it left ages ago.
But, like, am I left tacky?
I imagine every time you do it, it's an acid. Every time you do it, I imagine your clothes, like, are a little bit more patchy.
Oh, boy. Mm. Oh, boy, guys. I'm going to be chilly if it's cold.
All right, let's start maybe remove.
Do you want to check for traps?
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I was going to say, like, the undead guards.
Yeah.
The other way. They are right.
What do you mean? Like, are they dead?
We just left them there. I mean,
they kind of was happy.
They seemed like they knew what they were doing.
All right. Let's just leave them there then. I'm going to go check for traps.
Okay. The door to the throne room? Yeah. Yep, cool. Oh, well, you have to move some of the beds out of the way so you can get in there.
Yeah.
I assume you do that. You find the trap.
Yes!
See? Jackson Bailey, useful to the group.
In the night.
Crump with Pumpgriff.
It looks like they've set up some sort of tripwire trap. You just open the door, like, just the tiniest of cracks, and you can see the tripwire.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sure what snipping it will do. You're not sure if, like, it could be a trap where if it goes loose or if it goes taut.
Mm.
Is it like at the bottom of the door, or is it, like, if the door hits it?
It's, like, about where the door handle is.
So will the door hit it if we open it?
You're not exactly sure. You just know there's a tripwire, really.
Everybody
get
back.
It's all set up on the other side.
Throw a bed.
Yep.
Time to magic open a door.
We've already established that you can't throw beds.
You could barely make a bunk bed.
You made the bunk bed in the end. You just couldn't throw one.
I'm going to open the door with magic, but quietly, because those are two spells I possess.
Okay, so you cast...
Open door and open door.
Before he does
silent
that,
portal
Aileen,
and open
I just want to notch an arrow just to get ready in case shit goes down.
Maybe Ainsley could.
Okay, Ainsley.
Sorry, I couldn't.
Oh,
but...
my God.
Yes. Ainsley, could you just notch an arrow?
Yes.
I'm going to get a sling ready. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Cool.
Just get prepared for battle.
You cast silent portal on the door.
Loudly. And... I loudly cast silent portal. No, I cast it with appropriate volume.
And then you cast open and close. The door, like, silently swings, and as it does, you hear this twang, like a snap.
Uh-oh.
And a big ball on like a spiked ball on a chain swings through the doorway, missing all of you completely.
Super.
You're welcome, bitches.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks,
when man. The door opens, you all and you hear the twang, and then you hear
uh-oh.
And shuffling feet. And through the throne room door, undead creatures slowly move through and combat begins.
Oh, I have got sort of flavor to...
Yes, I know. Don't worry.
Flavored enemy.
You caging them good.
All right, are we doing this? Yeah, I'm gonna. I've got such a plan, boys and girls.
Oh yeah.
What's the plan?
I'm gonna cover my cat in slime.
Yes.
And then I'm gonna magic my cat at the undead, as though we were in a game of 10-pin bowling.
The cat's too big to launch.
It can roll.
I could certainly chuck it.
Oh, okay.
I can hock my cat at some zombies.
Leo, you're first.
Start slinging some shit.
You are
slinging shit.
Yeah, you sling shit at them. You whip around with your sling, and a sling fires a bullet. It's not, you know, a bullet as we think of it. It's just like a rock, basically. The bullet slams into one of the lead zombies, but it just bounces harmlessly off a breastplate that it's wearing.
Fuck.
Oh.
Fuck. Don't throw rocks at zombies.
Aim for the head.
Aim for
the crotch.
Ainsley?
Oh, so sorry. Killing zombies.
I mean, oh, no,
yeah,
Ainsley,
no,
yeah.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot one.
Oh, we going to get at boys and girls.
You fire your bow, but it just, like... For some reason, you think that, like, drilling a hole through the best breastplate is the best idea possible. And you're...
Solid plan.
But I have flavored enemy.
You keep saying that, and you might lose your flavored enemy. even with it, you still fail to hit.
Is it this boy's go?
Yes.
This handsome boy. I pick up Jigalump, my fat cat, and I coat him in a red slime.
That'll be your turn.
That's okay.
Yep. Cool.
Get baboo slimed, Jigalump. If you're like...
He's like
I'm
softly
a cat,
like
I hate this.
He's softly struggling in your
trying
arms.
Trying to lick it back off.
There we go.
Hey, I'm assuming you like got him around the fucking waist,
yeah.
And he's just like his paws are dangling in the air, and he's trying to walk with them.
Yes. Oh, Jigalump, you don't know what's happening.
Okay, it's their turn. Who is the closest to the door?
Either me or Zamet, because her bunk bed was down the end. Probably Zamet,
yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, no, probably me if I was opening the door.
Cool.
Yeah.
So two of them get like right up in your grills.
I should have said Zamet.
One of them just like tries to grab you and bite you. The other one has this fucking club that he swings at you.
Oh, God.
These are lively dead people.
Mm. Mm. Hey, they miss.
Yes.
So, like, one of them swings and he smacks the other one in the face and neither of them hit you.
Yes.
Good.
Does the one who tried to grab me, does he grab me?
No, he gets cool. Smacked in the face instead.
Oh, yes.
Open your ears, Jackson. I mean, Criff. Yeah, Criff.
Criff, now you all right.
And Leo, back to you.
All right. So I'm just going to...
You can fire another sling bullet if you want.
Can I get behind one of the zombies and just try and with the rapier?
I'd say you know enough about zombies to know there's no like critical spot to hit. Like it's not like, you know, George Romero hit them in the head. Magical zombies just like keep fighting until their bodies degrade.
Oh boy.
You'd probably actually do a lot more damage with the sling than with your rapier because bludgeoning damage breaks, which is what the sling does. It's just like a blunt force trauma thing that breaks bones, which deteriorates them a lot faster than a slashing weapon would.
Okay. Well, then I'll keep going at my sling.
Keep
then.
Slinging cool. Your
keep
sling.
Keep slinging away at the sling.
Hey, you hit.
Yeah.
And
breastplate attacking for these boys.
You sock one of them in the face.
Yes.
And his head, like, snaps backwards.
Gross.
Like, white and black goo is just, like, oozing out of his head.
It's a gross fight, guys.
Guys, I don't like this.
I'm
Why couldn't
disturbed
we fight bunnies?
By this fight.
Do I have to go pick up my bullets as well? If I do.
Out of
actually,
the head.
You're the only one who doesn't. Like, a bow and arrow, you should probably go around collecting your arrows. But
yeah,
you,
probably.
Like it says in the book, you can just pick rocks up off the ground.
Thanks. I don't want to, like, a gross, gooey, undead bullet that just go into my pouch and just infect the... Hang on.
Give everybody
something. It's not George Romero. Damn. It's not like a virus. It's
damn,
a magic
damn,
thing.
Damn.
Ainsley, it's your turn.
We're
onto something. can I swing my sword?
Oh, yes, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Can.
Get it swinging.
Ainsley, you Let's drop your bow and arrow, draw your sword, and you just charging in, I guess, screaming at the top of your lungs.
Yes.
that.
Hey, you hit.
Yay! Oh. Never happens, guys.
It happens.
You are probably going to fell this guy. Nice. Yeah, you cut one of them down. Yes. Like the one that was just trying to bite at Leo.
Ah.
You step up and
got
you
your
just
back, buddy.
Bam, bam, bam. With your sword, you just hack him into fucking ribbons.
I've got so many daddy issues.
Take that, Dad.
Old pasty piece of shit.
Whoa, okie doke. Ainsley?
Yeah, that's all right. I'm making this dark. Okay, crit.
I would like to, one, be like, cat, fuck up some cunts. And also hurl my spear at one.
You can only throw one thing, the spear or the cat. Make a choice.
Can I just drop, put my cat in the ground and be like, go get him, and then throw my spear?
You drop the cat and the cat's like, meow.
Damn it,
he doesn't want to do this.
Jiggle up, you lazy shit.
Hang on, let me roll.
Fight the zombies. Goddamn familiar.
Tell the cat that the zombies have hay fever, and then the cat will go and rub itself up against that's all right. their legs.
The cat's, do it. The cat like, meow. It's like he walks over, but he's like doing it lazily.
You stupid cat. And then I'll throw my spear.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you hit them, yeah. You hit one of them with your spear.
Super.
Come on.
It just embeds itself in his belly. The zombie doesn't seem to care.
The zombie.
Yeah.
Fuck. Now I have to get my spear back because I can't just pick up my spears from the ground.
Another one just takes the place of the one that she cut down, but now it's one attacking Leo and one attacking Ainsley.
I like the way I've... Oh, wait, no, I have been hit. Have I been hit?
Nope.
No. Leo, one of them, the one with the clubs, tries to swing at you again, but he swings way over your head. You're not even sure what he's trying to hit. Ainsley,
double vision up.
The other one grabs you and just like hose down on your fucking neck.
Oh god!
Does that mean I'm a zombie now?
Sure does.
Once again, not really George Romero zombies.
So, yes.
You take 3 points of damage.
Oh boy! Brutal times. All right, Jigalump's got our back. Jigalump will save the day.
I have faith in him.
I will trade him in for a bird. I feel like that'd be better covered in slime. Or maybe it would be able to fly and it'd just be like walking.
You can get a raven, and ravens can speak a language.
That's awesome. My,
that's the best.
Yeah.
Cats, I guess, cannot.
No. Oh. Each different familiar gives you a different bonus.
Yeah.
What's the cat give you?
Plus +3 to move silently.
Oh, I should have been maybe using that.
Maybe.
Nah.
I think, it was Raven. I think Raven gives you +2 to listen or something like that. I can't remember exactly.
Raven helping Raven just being like, yeah, no, this is what they're saying, mate.
Help you out.
I got your back, bro. Don't worry. Don't even stress.
You can get owls and eagles as well.
That's awesome. Fuck this cat.
You're the one who made him fat and useless.
No, I could have been like, he's this sick beast. No, no, Jigalump's a piece of shit. Am I up, by the way?
What do you mean?
Am I up in
initiative? Sorry, I completely lost track. Yeah, you
got distracted talking about how fat my cat is.
You got a fat ass cat.
What's around me?
There's the two zombies bearing down on Leo and Ainsley.
Mm-hmm.
Behind them, you can see like maybe 4 more zombies.
Can I just use scattershot just in general and see what goes?
There's probably a lot of loose items.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, okay.
Take their breastplates off. And then they'd be naked. Yeah.
Sexy.
Or if you wanted to, you could just kick over one of the chests. They'll be shitting that.
Yeah, all right, I'll do that.
Okay.
Kick over a chest and...
You kick a chest over. None of them are locked. So, like, deleterious and shit just falls over. Not literal shit.
Yeah.
Just goes everywhere. And then you fire your scattershot.
Yep. Let's go nuts. I hope it's, like, gold.
Just gets
embedded in there.
I just want fluffy bunnies to be dispersed.
Well, like the orcs have a little chest of fluffy bunnies.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking like daggers and small little nuts and bolts and bits of shit just hit everyone in a massive radius.
Including us?
Yep.
Yeah. Aw, Jack,
welcome, guys.
I thought that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay. Like, for some reason, Leo, not for some reason, you just knew something like this was going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
So you managed to, like, duck your head. You still cop some shit, but you don't cop it as badly.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, maybe like a boot slams into the back of your head. Ainsley, you've just never seen him fuck up like this badly before.
Oh, boy.
And, like, I don't know, maybe a dagger embeds itself in your back.
Oh, Jesus. That's fun.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's on me.
Leo, you take three damage.
Oh my god.
Ainsley,
you only took three and that.
Did I kill
Ainsley,
you?
Ainsley, you are on negative one.
How did that happen?
I killed you. Oops, I took three damage from that.
I think
you
took three damage.
From a boot
from
to,
a
the, back
boot to the back of the head. You took off half my health. That's 50% of my health.
It's all the zombies are dead.
Huh?
All the zombies are dead.
So you're welcome.
Good. Gee, thanks.
Can I try and stabilize old Ainsley over here?
Oh, thanks, buddy. Yes, you can. But first.
Uh oh.
Oh, yeah. No, Ainsley self-stabilizes.
Oh, sick.
So she's unconscious, though?
Yeah, negative one hit point.
Can we rouse her?
Let's just look at the zombies.
You need to heal her.
Let's just look around the room, the zombies.
Anything healing potion? Bandages?
You got...
First aid kit?
You can see into the throne room now, and you can see beyond it into the officer's court. Like, all the doors basically are open right now. The front entrance area is empty, you can see. And you can also see into the officer's quarters, which is empty. There's like two beds there. You imagine those two big orc things you fought slept there. And you can also see into the alchemy lab. The alchemy lab has a set of stairs going down and a massive ray of alchemy ingredients and potions. Other than what I have described, you know now that the top level is completely clear.
Ah. Fuck yeah. All right, let's go search those officers' quarters.
Check for traps.
Whereabouts?
Past the throne room into the officer quarters.
The officers, yep, okay.
Just
you detect
just
no traps.
All the places?
Generally all the places. Down the stairs to the alchemy lab, is it?
Yeah, the stairs downwards are in the alchemy lab.
Check the door for the alchemy lab.
Yeah, door for the alchemy lab. Wasn't there like a... Didn't that dude
That door is already open.
He said something about a trap, and I don't know where it is anymore.
Said something about a trap. Was it there?
Okay. Upon searching, the door to the alchemy lab, you find that there's arcane symbols to activate a trap, but it looks like the trap's been deactivated temporarily.
Oh, phew. Ooh. All right, let's search that officer's quarters.
Yeah.
Slinging fucking Ainsley over my shoulder.
I was going to tuck her into one of the beds and be like,
that's probably a better idea.
Okay, you search the officer's quarters and you find just one big sack with 200 gold pieces in it.
Yes.
Cool. Chuck that in.
Chuck that into Ainsley's unconscious body.
Just tuck it into her jacket.
You hold on to that
for us. Cash, Ainsley.
Good on you, Ainsley.
Pat her like
you are a champ.
Poor old Ainsley. That bed. So much blood in it.
We find some treasure.
Yes!
Loot.
I hope it's a flute that can summon dogs.
I just hope it's a healing potion.
It's a hillbilly is what I'm thinking.
Treasure in Dungeons & Dragons is randomly generated, which is the best thing ever, because, I mean, who doesn't want to find 5 gold pieces on a wolf? Who knows how that happens?
What was he wanting to buy?
Wolves can't wear pants.
Where was he putting it?
Not unless he has 6 gold pieces.
Ooh.
Hey, if you he has 6 copper pieces, he could... Guys, we're rich. Fuck this wizard. Let's go.
You find another... you didn't. 40 gold.
Hey, that's enough for a room. That's more than we had before.
That's true.
I think you'll find 1 gold is enough for a room.
You tried to give me 15.
You piece of shit.
I wanted a good room.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
You didn't even ask.
Yeah, other than that, you find some swords and a rusty old set of armor, but nothing much in the officer's quarters is exciting.
All right, let's go make a potion.
Let's go to the alchemy lab and have a look in there.
I'm going to use my wizard skills to make a potion, Adam.
Alchemy lab.
Yeah, so I'm just going to cut you off there, Jackson, and the listeners can find out what happens next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.